I've always been attracted to two general areas for movie subjects, just my psychological makeup. One area was kind of reality-based films like Wall Street or Reversal of Fortune or Badlands or Hoffa. And the other is pop fantasy, going back to Phantom of the Paradise with Brian De Palma or Conan or The Crow, now Judge Dredd, Street Fighter. We're doing something called Elf Quest, the Island of Dr. Moreau. I don't know, maybe it's the child in me, but I think that these are subjects that absolutely lend themselves to film. You know, Spielberg's done pretty well with them, and I think I've always loved those kind of movies as well. The spirit on the film when I was down in Wilmington was extraordinary. I remember coming back to tell my wife that there are magic sets that once every few, once very rarely, but every so often there's a film there that the whole crew and the spirit of the film comes together, and there's an energy and a commitment that really makes it something special. And the crew and Alex and Brandon brought that for the set of The Crow. So when the accident occurred, it was unbearable. And I think the first reaction, certainly Alex's first reaction, was we can't go on. It was just, there was nothing left. It was all over. But the performance itself was done. And Brandon, as you say, was so proud of it and so excited about it. I felt compelled to finish this work as a legacy to Brandon and the incredible performance he's given, but also to the dedication and talent of Alex Proyas, whose extraordinary vision was something that was far beyond our expectations. And I'm a movie maker and producer, and the movie was there, and it was I could see it was a great film.